From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Hello listener, here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. Although the global economy slowing down, Indonesian stock market still attractive. Minister Jonan pushes PT PLN to increase use of biofuels in plants. Now the news in detail. Indonesia's stock and bond markets are still attractive even though the global economy is slowing down nowadays. Investment specialist of PT Manulife Asset Management Indonesia, Dimas Ardi Nugraha, said that the Indonesian stock and bond market offers very attractive investment potential, even though the current global conditions are still uncertain. In an official statement received in Jakarta on Friday, he said that amid the current global economic slowdown, Indonesia is better protected because Indonesia's economic structure does depend on export. In contrast to neighboring countries, most of them rely heavily on export for their economic growth. Minister Energy and Mineral Resources Ignatius Jonan pushes PT PLN to continue to increase more environmentally friendly fuels by using crude palm oil or CPO, known as fatty acid methyl ester or FAME. In an official statement on Friday, he mentioned that in addition to reducing imports of fuels, the addition of FAME to plant is also environmentally friendly. Minister Jonan added that the use of CPO for plants has been applied in various countries, one of them in Italy. Diesel power plants in the country can even use 100% CPO-based fuel. He also stated that this program is implemented to support the acceleration of the development of new and renewable energy. Speaker of the House of Representatives, or DPR, Bambang Susatyo, has said that there is a need for a more comprehensive and sustainable strategy to thwart the online recruitment of terrorists. As quoted by Antara News Agency, he urged on Friday that the Communication and Informatics Ministry through the CyberDAN 9 or CD9 team to synergize with the National Cyber and Encryption Agency or BSSN, the police through the National Cyber Board of the Indonesian Police and social media service providers. He also explained that the measure is essential to strengthen the Cyber Patrol program, detect the activities of terrorist groups on social media as early as possible, and take down radicalism and terrorism-related contents or accounts. He also encouraged the State Intelligence Board and the National Counterterrorism Agency to stay on high alert for radicalism arising in the community. The United Arab Emirates delegation will visit Indonesia next week to follow up the economic cooperation agreed between the two countries during the visit of the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Indonesian Ambassador to the United Arab Emirates, Husin Bagis, said in Jakarta on Friday that the United Arab Emirates is very enthusiastic and serious to immediately invest in Indonesia. Thus, Indonesia is expected to immediately prepare projects that can be offered to the United Arab Emirates. Ambassador Husin also said that President Joko Widodo requested that the action plan be made after 60 days after the Memorandum of Understanding was signed. World Wide Fund, or WWF, also with the World Scout Organization, encourages the younger generations to be aware to take action on nature conservation by launching Panda Beach. The launch of the Panda Beach for scouts who have carried out nature conservation actions was held at the 24th World Scout Jamboree in West Virginia, United States, more recently. The Panda Beach will inspire more than 50 million scout members in 224 countries to make positive changes in their communities. CEO of WWF Indonesia, Rizal Malik, in his written statement received in Jakarta Friday, said that WWF Indonesia views the young people as the future of the Indonesian nation. Thus, he emphasized that knowledge, education, and actions on nature and environmental conservation in Indonesia need to be continuously given and stimulated to them. National flag carrier Garuda Indonesia posted $19.7 million, or 274 billion rupiah, in net profits in the first quarter of 2019. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Director of Garuda Indonesia Finance and Risk Management, Fuad Rizal, said on Friday that Garuda announced the first quarter net profits in response to the decisions of the Finance Ministry, the Financial Service Authority, or OJK, and State Audit Board, or BPK, and at the request of the Indonesia Stock Exchange, calling for the airline company to report its 2018 financial statement. He also stated that the statement of the profit and loss report for the book year 2018 and the financial statement in the first quarter of 2018 is a follow-up to the regulator's decision concerning the company's financial performance. Directorate General of Air Transportation at the Ministry of Transportation has ensured that flights from and to West Java still operate normally after Mount Tangkuban Perahu in Bandung, West Java erupted on Friday afternoon. Director General of Air Transportation Polana Pramesti, in a statement received by Antara News Agency on Friday, said that the current eruption had no impact on flights. He urged all relevant stakeholders to coordinate and monitor the impact of the eruption. He also said the government will continue to monitor the progress of the impact of the eruption of Mount Tangkuban Perahu so that all teams can prepare the right effort in handling the impact of volcanic ash and flights can be informed immediately. Well, listener, that's the news read by Ahmad Faisal. Thank you for listening.
The first news comes from Langur, North Maluku. The Southeast Maluku Olmalra region M. Taher Hanubun opened the Wonderful Sail to Indonesia in Debut 2019 event at Ohoy Port in Debut Village this week. Present at the event were Deputy of Tourism Development Dadang Rizky Ratman, Maluku Provincial Tourism Office Head Habibah Saimima, and other officials.
Wonderful Sail to Indonesia in the Boat 2019 is the third activity in the series entitled Wonderful Sail to Indonesia, held by the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism. There are 105 sailors from 12 countries involved, including from France, Spain, Australia, Norway, with 54 ships. Regent M. Tahir Hanubun in his speech said that the region has 68 islands scattered in K Besar and K Kecil area, which are ready to receive foreign tourists with various wonderful objects such as beaches, waterfall, and religious tourism for Catholics. The next news comes from Bandar Lampung, Lampung Province. The Lampung Provincial Government signed the annual activity plan with the Environmental Defense Fund, which is a follow-up of cooperation on sustainable fisheries management in Indonesia, especially in the management of Indonesian crabs. Secretary of the Directorate General of Capture Fisheries, Yuliadi, said cooperation between the central government, regional governments, and the institution in the management of sustainable crab fisheries has many benefits for the community. Meanwhile, Assistant for Economics and Development Taufik Hidayat explained the crab commodity itself is a source of livelihood for the thousands of people and is the third largest fishery export commodity in Indonesia after shrimp and tuna. Lampung Province is one of the largest crab producing provinces in Indonesia, around 12% of national production, with the aim of exporting to the United States. This news comes from Gorontalo. A total of 600 fishermen from North Gorontalo District pocketed the red sailor card from the Port Authority's Class 3 of Gorontalo Province. Fishermen get a card containing the seafarer's official identity after participating in community empowerment training held from July the 22nd to August the 10th, 2019 at Iksan University Gorontalo. Fishermen who have participated in the basic training on safety motorized sailboat also got a 60-mile certificate of skills. Well, that was news from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, listener. Here is Today in History. We begin Today in History with the event on July 27, 1921, when insulin hormone was discovered. Researchers from University of Toronto, Canada, led by biochemist Frederick Banting, announced the discovery of the insulin hormone on July 27, 1921. The University of Toronto is the largest one in Canada, which was established on March 15, 1827, and it is well known in the field of research, especially medicine research. The first man given insulin was Leonard Thompson, 14 years old, suffered from diabetes at a Toronto hospital. A miracle came in less than 24 hours on which dangerous glucose levels dropped, and Thompson survived from death. In 1923, Dr. Banting and MacLeod received the Medical Nobel Prize for the discovery of the insulin hormone. We turn today in history with the event on July 27, 1953, when the Korean War ended. The Korean War was a war because of a conflict between North Korea and South Korea. The war that happened from 25th June 1950 to 27th July 1953 was also called as a mandated war between the United States and its UN allies and communists of China and the Soviet Union. The main war participants are North Korea and South Korea. South Korea's main allies included the United States, Canada, Australia, and the United Kingdom, although many other countries sent troops under the UN flag. North Korea's allies, such as the People's Republic of China, provided military power, while the Soviet Union provided war advisors and airplane pilots, as well as weapons for Chinese and North Korean forces. We end today in history with the event on 27th July 1999 as the Grey Saturday event. The event on July 27, 1999, often called Grey Saturday, is the event of the forced takeover of the Central Leader Council Office of the Indonesian Democratic Party, or PDI, on Jalan Diponegoro, Central Jakarta, which was controlled by Megawati Soekarnoputri supporters. The raid was conducted by a mass of Suryadi's supporters, General Chairman of the PDI Congress in Medan. This tragedy triggered mass riots in several areas in Jakarta, especially in the area of Jalan Diponegoro, Salemba, and Kramat. At the time, the government accused activists of the People's Democratic Party, or PRD, as a trigger of the riots. Then the New Order government hunted down and brought PRD activists into prison. The PRD leader, Budiman Sujatmiko, was heavily sentenced for 13 years in prison. But now, he is a very critical member of the House of Representatives, or DPR, from Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kau tulis kembali kisah cinta yang berakhir luka. Hadirmu tak mungkin ku sambut lagi karena ada dia di hatimu. Dulu kau yang pergi
mimpi. Pergilah
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today, July 28, 2019, is on 2019 ASEAN School Games close at Borobudur. ASEAN School Games 2019 has brought success to the Indonesian contingent, which won the overall champion. Indonesian won a title after winning 43 gold medals, 34 silvers, and 25 bronze medals with a total of 102 medals, followed by Thailand and Malaysia in the second and third positions. The closing ceremony of the 2019 ASEAN School Games took place at Lumbini Park in Borobudur Temple, Magelang Regency, Wednesday, July the 24th. It was officially closed by Central Jawa Governor Ganjar Pranowo, who, in the closing speech, expressed his appreciation to all participants for their participation in the event, as well as the committee and volunteers who had supported it. The Ganjar Pranowo also congratulated all the winners. He also reminded that the strongest is not the one who always wins and the losers is not the weak ones. He said ASEAN School Games 2019 might end that day, but togetherness and friendship would continue. Governor Ganjar Pranowo said the participants not only competed in the field, but they were also invited to get to know the culture of the organizer city so that they could bring good stories about Semarang and Indonesia when they return to their homeland. Meanwhile, Deputy for Youth Development of the Ministry of Youth and Sports, Asrorun Niam, representing the Youth and Sport Minister Imam Nahrawi at the closing, said that cooperation between ASEAN countries could be improved through sports, because sports became a strategic tool in improving human relations, especially for the younger generation. He explained that the ASEAN School Games is an annual multi-sport event for high school student athletes in ASEAN member countries and held under the authority of the ASEAN School Sports Council. Meanwhile, the chairman of the technical committee of the ASEAN School Sport Council, Ong Kim Soon from Malaysia, said that Indonesia was able to solve various problems both before and during the event. He thanked Indonesia for having held the ASEAN School Games to the fullest. He said he had visited a number of venues and was impressed by the way Indonesia as the host showed the values of the competitions in this annual multi-event sport. The process of handling over the host flag for the next event was carried out by Ong Kim Soon as chairman of the technical committee of the ASEAN Sports School Council, Salvador Malana, Senior Minister Officer of the Education Department, the Philippines, Asrori Niam, Deputy for Youth Ministry of Youth Development from Indonesia, and Mohamed Jaiz bin Haji Abdul Rahman, Acting Director of Co-Curricular Education, Brunei Darussalam Ministry of Education. The host for the ASEAN School Games 2020 is Dharma Guet in the Philippines. Well, that was my Indonesia Today on 2019 ASEAN School Games closed at Borobudur.
Voice of Indonesia.
Demi hari dan juga malam, dari malam aku bernafas lalu mengingat semua tentangmu. Saat berdua hatiku pun tergetar, saat kau senyum hatiku pun berdebar, ternyata bukan milikku. Berulang kali kau titip salam untuknya, ku tak rela untuk menyampaikannya. Tahukah kamu, tahukah dirimu, betapa diriku menginginkan dirimu. Pedih hatiku saat ku sadari cintamu yang cinta pada dia. Berharap kau
lupakannya. Berharap kau tak lagi suka padanya. Tuhan tolong ubah hatinya. Berulang kali kau titip salam untuknya. Ku tak rela untuk menyampaikannya. Tahukah kamu, tahukah dirimu, betapa diriku menginginkan dirimu. Pedih hatiku saat ku sadari mencintamu yang cinta pada dia. Salahkah bila ku
from Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Radio Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back in Indonesian wonder. Today I introduce you lawar, a traditional Balinese food. Lawar is a Balinese specialty in the form of a mixture of vegetables and minced meat that is given spices. Lawar was originally used for serving ceremonies, both traditional ceremonies and religious ceremonies. But in the end, this food is usually served in a Balinese household, or you can find it in restaurants called Lawar Bali. Lawar's naming varies, usually based on the type of meat or vegetables used. If chicken meat is used, the lawar will be called lawar ayam, while lawar nangka is named because used vegetable jackfruit. Giving a name can also be based on the color of the lawar, such as lawar merah if the color is red, and lawar putih if the color is white. There is also lawar padamare, which is a kind of lawar made from a mixture of several types of lawar. make lawar Bali is not too difficult. First, slice the long beans with a size of approximately 1 cm and then set aside. Bean sprouts are also cleaned by removing the roots. Then, heat the oil and then saute the ground spices until fragrant and cooked. Next, add the minced chicken. Stir until it is slightly dry. Then add the grated coconut. Stir over low heat until the coconut is dry and starts to brown. Set aside and let it cool. The next step is to mix long beans, bean sprouts, and stir-fried chicken coconut. Give lime juice, mix well, and serve. Because most of the ingredients are vegetables, they cannot last long. Listener, now lawar is becoming increasingly attractive to many Balinese and foreign tourists because it is often served as a daily side dish and is usually eaten after carrying out traditional ceremonies. Therefore, the lawar which is more widely used is vegetables such as jackfruit, young coconut, young papaya with Balinese spices. If you are visiting Bali, don't forget to try lawar Bali. If you like spicy food, you can ask for the spicy according to your taste. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. I'll see you on the next interesting topic. Goodbye.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, cancer is a very serious disease that has the potential to cause mortality. Based on the latest data on the latest press release on global cancer in 2018 by the International Agency for Cancer Research of the World Health Organization, or WHO, the global cancer burden has increased to 18.1 million new cases and 9.6 million deaths. This triggered Zilvana Nurul Iza, a student of Bachelor Degree of Statistics Study Program, Faculty of Science and Technology, Erlangga University or UNAIR, in making candy innovations as a cancer prevention by using turmeric. The innovation with the name utilization of turmeric as a cancer prevention through Cooper Candy or Kunyit Penghilang Resahmu managed to get a bronze medal in the International Malaysia Indonesia Thailand Symposium on Innovation and Creativity Competition IMIT SIC 2019, which took place from Sunday, June 16th until Tuesday, June 18th at Princess of Naradiwat University, Thailand. The product has benefits in preventing cancer, stroke, and dementia because it is made from spices based on its efficacy. This cancer prevention candy can be consumed by everyone except pregnant and lactating mothers. The candy is also effective solutions and easy to consume. In the future, Zilvana intends to develop the products and efficacy of her innovation and hopes that it will be able to prevent other serious disease. Hopefully, this innovative product can inspire people to be more innovative and critical of problems. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today with the topic Cancer Prevention Candy. I'm Prisa Verdadala. See you next time.
Voice of Indonesia.
Rasanya ini berbeda. Oh, apakah ini memang cinta? Selalu berbeda saat menatapnya. Mengapa aku begini hilang berani dekat denganmu? Ingin ku memilikimu, tapi aku tak tahu bagaimana caranya. Tolong katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa, sampai aku mampu ucap maukah denganku. rasa ku sedang jatuh cinta. Karena rasanya ini berbeda. Oh, apakah ini memang cinta? Selalu berbeda saat beratapnya. Di sini aku berdiri menanti waktu yang tepat hingga akhirnya ku mampu katakan padamu, oh, tolong katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa. Mungkinkah dia tahu cinta yang mau, oh, oh, tolong katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa sampai aku mampu ucap mau kader.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present a keroncong song entitled Tinggi Gunung Seribu Janji. The song tells about lovers who promise to be faithful to each other. During the couple hold their promises, it will run well. One of the lovers goes away, and he or she is prayed to be always happy. Unfortunately, the words which have been expressed are not sometimes in line with the heart. The lyrics of the song call for and remind us to keep promise instead of love only. So listener, here is Tuti Trisedia with her song entitled Tinggi Gunung Seribu Janji.
Hi. Voice of Indonesia.
Bagai syair lagu tak berirama.
Voice of Indonesia.
It is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safidadala. See you on the next English program.